Welcome to HOWC Podcast. Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at heartofworshipchurch.com.
The Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon mine high places to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19. Oh, what such a beloved verse this is, so often quoted and always cherished. God is my strength. He will give me the feet of a deer, sure, swift, agile, and full of life. He will put my feet on high places. He will call forth my praises and worship. It's a beautiful and encouraging verse, no doubt. However, it's not a promise of pointless blessings. When read in context with its surrounding verses, it becomes all the more powerful and clear as to why God becomes all of these things to us and releases the true meaning of joy. So let's start a few verses before this opening verse for a little bit of context. Let's back up to chapter 17, where Habakkuk says, "Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be on the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon mine high places to the chief singers on my stringed instruments." Now we can see a little more clearly the big picture, that there was a great trouble coming upon the land. Woes and worries and fears were all around Habakkuk. Yet was he able to stand in the midst of it with all joy, rejoicing in the Lord? Because you see, too often we confuse joy with being happy, when in actuality they are not at all the same. Happiness is fleeting. It's a temporary emotion or state of being. Sometimes things will make us happy, and we will be happy. And sometimes things will make us sad, and we will be sad. But through it all, we can have joy, because joy is not so fleeting. Why? Because it's not an emotion, first of all, but rather it is a fruit of the Spirit, or a character trait that comes by way of trusting God, which is the essence of faith. Now, we understand that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word, so in order to be able to truly trust Him, we have to spend time with Him to get to know Him, to hear from Him. That's why it's important to seek Him early while He may be found, so that you're not caught off guard and shaken whenever trials and tribulations come. You're not so easily overtaken, because you're already standing firm on His word, what He has already spoken in preparation to assure you that there is a plan, a purpose, and a good destination for those who put their trust in Him and what He has spoken. In this passage that we opened with, we see that a very dire situation was coming upon the nation: war, extreme lack, famine, and hard times. Yet, it says, will he rejoice? He still has joy, even though the situation is not conducive to happiness, because that he still has faith, which is trust in God. Therefore, when the devil tries to tell him that famine and lack will steal his strength, he is able to say, "The Lord is my strength," and keeps his joy. When the devil tells him that he will be destroyed by the enemy that is rising up against him, he is able to say, "The Lord will give me feet swift and sure as a deer, and help me to climb above my enemies and be safe upon the rock of my salvation," and he keeps his joy. When the enemy tells him that all is lost and he should tremble in fear and despair, he is able to say, "I will sing a song of praise," and keeps his joy. Joy stays with us, even in the midst of trials and tribulations and troubles, because that joy comes by way of trusting God's words and promises more than we fear the enemy's lies and threats. This is why at Christ's birth, the angels could say, "Joy to the world, for this day a child is born," knowing full well the trouble that this event was actually going to bring. Mary, Joseph, and little Jesus were hunted for many years. They lived a difficult life of hiding on the move, all ending with the torment of the crucifixion. Yet through it all, the happy and the sad, there was still joy for those who had faith and trust in God, His words, and His promises. And it all came full circle at His resurrection. When you trust God to turn your sorrow into happiness, no matter how impossible it may seem, you find joy. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4 tells us this: "Great is my boldness of speech towards you. Great is my glory of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful in all our tribulation." You see, being a joyful person is not being happy all the time, avoiding all sorrow, or having everything go the way that we want it to all the time. It's having the faith that brings peace, trust, and praise, even when things are not going the way that we want them. It's knowing that God will work all things, the good and the bad, out for your good if you trust, serve, and obey Him. Know that Jesus brought us salvation by faith. When we put our trust or faith in God and His words, He pours out His grace on us, empowering us, which then brings us hope. And that hope, in turn, gives us joy, even in hardships, trials, and adversity. Therefore, God, and God alone, is responsible for bringing true joy to the world. In Psalms chapter 28, verse 7, we read this: "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in Him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise Him." So do we have a reason still to keep singing, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King."
Thank you for joining us today. This program was brought to you by HOWC Media Ministries. For more messages like this or information about our ministry, please visit us online at heartofworshipchurch.com.